Today, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Yud of Masechta Zvachim. Some of the topics we're learning about include the machlokes regarding mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. If during one avoda, such as shechita, a kohen had a kavana shelo lishma about a different avoda, such as zrika, whether the pesach v'chatas becomes possible. And this machlokes applies to shinu kodesh. If during shechita, the kohen intended for the zrika to be done for the sake of a different carbon. And to mechsheves avoda zara, if a person slaughtered an animal with the intention that the zrika should be for avoda zara, whether the animal becomes forbidden as to krebis avodah zara. But all agree that we do say mechashvin ma'avod l'avod regarding the following. Machshavas chutz l'zmanai, also referred to as pigel. If during shechita the kohen intended for the zrika to be done outside of his designated time, the carbon becomes pasul. And regarding machshavas chutz l'mkaymai, if during shechita the kohen intended for the zrika to be done outside of his designated place, the carbon becomes pasul. And regarding shina bailam, if during shechita the kohen intended for the zrika to be done for another person other than the owner, the carbon becomes pasul. Machlek is Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Yeshua regarding Asham Shaloi Lishmai Pasal, whether a carbon Asham that was Shechet Shaloi Lishmai becomes Pasal, and the various sources to Rabbi Yezer's opinion. The source for Asham Dami Lamata, the blood of an Asham is sprinkled only Lamata on the lower portion of the Mizbeach, but not Lamala on the upper portion.